كان في الدنيا نفرح إلا ألم ربنا يسوع المسيح. وزكاة الكنيسة بتعلق ستاير سودة وتصلي بنغمات الحزن، لكن ده مش بسبب آلام رب المجد يسوع، ده حزنا على خطايانا اللي سببت للمسيح يسوع هذه الآلام. Last week an Iranian lady asked me, how come that you call this Friday Good Friday, although as you said you are sad and your prophet is crucified, as you said. And they said to her, actually, we call it Good Friday because on this day we have been given the salvation and the forgiveness of our sins and the freedom of the slavery of sin and the promise of the eternal life and the gift of the Holy Spirit and the ownership to be called the children of God. Don't you see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that this day mustn't be only called Good Friday, but the best Friday? It should be called the best Friday. It's the best day in the year. And because it is the best day of the year, we spend it from the beginning to the end in the church. First, to recognize how much our sins were severe, which led our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, to be incarnate for us and to come taking our image and likeness, walking in the streets like a poor, helped by the women because he was needy, surrounded by very simple people, 12 disciples. Most of them were fishermen. He didn't find where to lay his head, not even at the beasts and the animals and the foxes. When we follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ, from the moment of his incarnation to the moment of his resurrection, we recognize how much did he suffer for me, for my sins. If I were not a sinner, so the Lord would not be in need of this great effort to come to my world, to take my flesh. to behave like people in everything except the sin. Because the sin had no power on him. Because Satan had no authority on him. We come to the church today, early in the morning, to follow with those who accused our Lord Jesus Christ and those who followed him, weeping, mourning. In a very sadness case, among them there were the women Miriams, at least two of them poured the ointment on his body, on his head and on his feet, 1 6 days before his burial or cross, and the other 2 days, just 2 days before his cross, as we heard yesterday. But today is not a sadness day. It's a day of sorrowful because of our sins. But it is a day of innocent, the day of freedom, the day when the Lord announced our unguiltiness. The judge came asking for the price of my sin, and the Savior came carrying his blood, carrying his cross, declaring that he paid this price. And then the father gave the accused person, the accused mankind, the certificate of unguiltiness. The judge announced that he is now unguilty. We are now unguilty through him. Through him. So we must be glad. Yes, we mourn. Yes, we had a very impressive, a very sadness, a very deep music, melody today. But we had to do that because our problem in this life is that we forget very quickly. The church reminds us so as not to forget that what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ was according to our sins. When we forget, then we may fall easily in sin again, inviting him for another cross. Or calling him for another suffering. So the church in the Holy Week, especially on Good Friday, reminds us with the great passions of our Lord Jesus Christ, moment by moment. Today our Lord Jesus Christ was bet 39 times on his back. 39 times. according to the Roman law. Because according to the Roman law, no one is permitted to have more than 40 times beaten on his back. So they used to give him 39, and most of them couldn't bear the 39 beats. But if in case he bears the 39, the 40th one must be to be killed. And this is what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ. So he bore the 39 times. And then they put a crown of thorn on his head. They beat him on his head. They speared him in his right side. And the crown and the spear is another two, in addition to the 39, equals 41. And this is what we do every hour. We say, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, 41 times for that. Every time we say, Kyrie eleison, Ya Rab Barham, Lord have mercy, we remember one time put on the back, or bet on the back of our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember around 30 years ago when I was spending the summer in St. Mina Monastery. The abbot of the monastery, he is now in heaven, Bishop Mina. He was a proto-priest at the time. And he taught me saying, when you say Kyrie eleison, bow on your knees and imagine that the Lord is bowing on his knees beside you. And every time you say Kyrie eleison, imagine that this hit must be on your back. And he took it on his back on behalf of you. And this is a very good exercise. Don't just say Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, especially when you pray in your room. Say it slowly. Kneel, bow on your knees. Every time you say Kyrie eleison, say to yourself, this one should have been on my back, and you took it on your back instead of me. I thank you. I thank you. It's a lesson given to me 30 years ago, and I still remember it. I hope that all of you remember it as of now. Don't say Kyrie eleison 40 times or 41 times in 1 minute. No. Take your time in your prayers to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to take the blessing of the prayers. Not only like just like that, as if you are finishing a duty you must do. After these passions, our Lord Jesus Christ bore the spit on his face for me. And I stand in my room praying, raising my face to him, not full of spittings, but full of hope, full of love to that who took this on his face instead of my face. My face should be full of these spittings. But he took it for me. He took it instead of me. What a great day. What a great day. Every time I raise my hands to pray, I say to myself, O my beloved God, I raise my hands free, in a free position, while you left your hands to be nailed on the cross, to be caught on the cross, while my hands are free. The freedom of your hands is given through the nails of the Lord and his hands. And the same is the feet. These feet, which were nailed on the cross also, is protecting you from going to any place. You have free feet now, but not to go to the bad places, not to go to the offensive atmospheres, not to go in the way of the wicked, not to go with the sinners of this world. You now have good feet nailed to the cross to bless your feet, to bless your feet in your ways. He opened his side on the cross to take me in this side. In this side, the side which is opened on the cross is enough for all of us to go and to be protected in him, in his heart, in his heart, in his side. This is the blessing of the cross. If you think of it carefully, you will find that this day is a joyful day. It's a day of freedom, day of purity, day of protection, day of heavenly hope. We have heavenly hope now, or hope in heaven. Without the cross, no one could have been accepted in the paradise of joy or in the kingdom of heaven. We heard now in the commentary of the ninth hour that our Lord Jesus Christ, after he was crucified, he went to the Hades and took Adam's hand. Look at this side, you find here the window, the stained glass. Jesus Christ taking the hands of Adam and Eve through his cross, the red cross on his right side. من قبل الصليب نزل إلى الجحيم. He ascended, he descended into Hades through the cross. He took the hand of Adam and Eve. Not only Adam and Eve, he took the hand of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Jonah, all these group of righteous people who lived in the Old Testament of the hope of the resurrection, of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He descended into Hades and took them, and then he opened the paradise of joy with great joy. He opened the paradise And he let them, all of them, in. Now what happens? We don't go to Hades anymore. Or we are not supposed to go to Hades. God permit. كلنا عايزين نطلع الفردوس, ربنا ما يسمحش ان حد يروح الجحيم. All of us hopefully will go to the paradise of joy to see all these saints of the Old and the New Testaments. This group of witnesses now, who live in the paradise of joy, praying and praising, and remembering us and interceding us, is a source of power also, but only through the cross. Only through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are very glad today, our Lord. You really freed us. You gave freedom to my eyes, to my ears, to my mouth. Satan can never possess me now. Can never enter me unless I invite him or let him come. Otherwise, he is not able to come. My senses now are protected and kept by your holy cross, my Lord Jesus Christ, by your Holy Spirit in my heart. أحبائي, هذا اليوم يوم مفرح, مفرح. أنا متصور كده أن كل اللي في فردوس النعيم بصين علينا دلوقتي وإحنا تحت عمالين نقول له, أيها الوحيد الجنس, يا من أظهر بالضعف ما هو أعظم من القوة, بصين علينا من فوق ويقولوا يلا امتى تيجوا معانا وتفرحوا وتتمتعوا باللي انتوا دلوقتي بتشوفوا يدوب ظلال منه. We now only see the shadow. We now only see something like vague things from the heavenly life in Jerusalem. And the people who are now in the paradise of joy are looking at us now while we are in the church, praising and praying and singing and following the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are looking to us saying, when do you come? Come to us now to be with us, to rejoice with us eternally, to feel how beautiful really is the life with Jesus Christ, without any obstacle, without anything to prevent, anything to delay. يا رب يسوع المسيح, خلي صليبك يبقى قوتي في حياتي. صليبك يا ربي في قوة محولة. In your cross, our Lord, there is a transforming power. Transforming power. It transforms my slavery to freedom, my weakness to power, my lusty to purity, my disability to great power, my hatred to love. This is the power of the cross. دي قوة الصليب. الصليب قوته كده. تحول الكراهية الحب. تحول النور للظلمة. Darkness to light. not this light, but the true light, which enlightens our hearts from inside. نفسي يا رب يسوع المسيح ان صليبك يعيش معايا مش بس يوم في السنة, يعيش معايا على طول. قلبي تطلع منه الكراهية, تطلع منه النجاسة, يطلع منه الضعف, يطلع منه الظلمة, يطلع منه الحقد, يطلع منه كل شيء بطال. نفسي يا رب يسوع المسيح ان قلبي يتملي بالنور, يتمتع بالطهارة, يعيش في الحب, يسمع صوتك اكتر من اصوات العالم, اكتر من اصوات العالم, ويتمتع بيك وبصليبك كل الايام. ربنا عيد علينا الايام بالخير والبركة, واجعله عيد مقدس ومبارك, ويوم مفرح يا رب في حياتنا, يوم انتصرنا على الخطية من خلالك. This is the joyful day on which we are very glad, because this is the day of victory of us on sins through your cross. Glory be to God now and ever and forevermore. Amen.
Let us seek God for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and God's salvation and comfort in all places, and forgive us our sins. Lubana ben ukhna barak kulam rab jadal marat kul makan kana lana rabbana wa bil afiyah shifa lana khatayana. صلوات الله على بنا وخدنا المسافرين والذين أضمر صرف في كل مكان سهر رب تركهم جميعا كان في البحار أو نانان وزي في الطرق المسلوكة والذين جعل سفرهم بكل نوع كي يرشدهم رب لنا ويردهم لنا من سكن بسلام ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask for the winds of heaven, the fruits of the earth and all the trees and vineyards and all fruit bearing trees in the universe, that Christ our God may bless them and forgive us our sins. Let us pray and ask that God may grant us mercy before the sovereign rulers, incline their hearts with goodness toward us at all times, and forgive us our sins. صلوات الله على بنا وخدنا الذين قدوتنا يا حفل الإيمان بالمسيح منذ البدء, بنا البطر بنا المتنى بنا نسافة بنا القمامسة بنا القدوس وخدنا الشمامسة بنا الرهبان وخدنا الألمانيين وعن كل الذين نقضوا من المسيحيين كي لا يحرب لنا نفوسهم أجمعين ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask for those who attend to the offerings and oblations, the wine, the oil, the incense, the coverings of the altar, the books of prayers, and the festivals of the altar, that Christ our God may reward them in every Jerusalem and forgive us our sins. Let us pray and ask for the Holy Church and all the Orthodox churches, the desert monasteries, the elders dwelling therein, and for the peace of the whole world, that the Lord may protect us and them from all evil and forgive us our sins. Let us pray and ask for our Orthodox fathers, metropolitans, bishops in every place, the proto-priests, the priests, the deacons, and all the orders of the church, that Christ our Lord may keep them, strengthen them, and forgive us our sins. Lord, come on, 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 come on. Let us pray and ask for all the hierarchies of the Holy Church and all the elders of the clerus, that the Lord our God may bless them and support them and forgive us our sins. Salawatu man kulli nafsin la ta'afu kanisa al-muqaddasa ma sha'am al-Orthodox lika asma al-Rabbilana ma'ahum rahmatan wa yafillana khatayana. Let us pray and ask for all the Christ-loving good and to ask us to remember them in our prayers, that the Lord God may bless and remember them in His mercy and grant them favor before powerful rulers and forgive us our sins. Allahu Akbar. Sakin wal-Falahin wal-Dafa kulli nafsin mutabaqqa bayna anka itraf Rabbi lana alihim wa alina afilana khatayana. Let us pray and ask for those who are in distress of prisons, dungeons, captivity or exile, or those who are afflicted by devils, that the Lord our God may loosen them from their burdens and forgive us our sins. Salutlubu an kulli nufus al-muktama ma'ana al-yum fi hadha al-mawda'a tubuna rahman al-nufus innaka tudrifna marahman rabbilana wa yawm aghfir lana khatayana. Let us pray and ask for those who ask us to remember them in our prayers, that the Lord our God may remember them according to His goodness at all times and forgive us our sins. Lord, ويرفع عن العالم الموت والغلاء والوباء والفناء والسيف العداوة على الهدوء والسلام والطمأنينة في الكنيسة المقدسة ويرفع شأن المسيحيين في كل مكان وفي كل مسكون في الفصل الأخير ويغفر لنا خطايانا. Let us pray and ask for this holy week of Pascha of our Savior, that He may complete it for us in peace and bring us the joy of His holy resurrection in safety. And forgive us our sins. Yeah.
Christos nem pekion en agathos nem bi ebneu manso eze avashko
يسوع المسيح لنا الحقيقي الذي قبل الألم بإرادته صلب على الصليب من أجلنا وباركنا بكل بركة روحية ويعيننا ويكمل لنا هذه البصقة المقدسة لنا بقية قيامة المقدس السنين عديدة وأزمنا سلامية هادئة مديدة بالسؤالات والطلبات التي تسمعنا كل حين وإتلاء قديسة الطاهرة مريم كل الظفراء الملائكة والملائكة القديسين والساك رب المجاهدين والذين أرضوا الرب عمر صاحب ابن آدم الآخر وقدوم بإزمة وصوت وانت بنسينا الغفظوس أدب وإزمة وأبشو في المين أمين في كريستوس بنوتي يا ملك السلام أعطينا السلام قرر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا القوة والمملكة البركة لأجل الأبد أمين يا أبانا الذي في السماوات تقدس اسمك